What if the love you've been desperately searching for has been inside you all along? Most of us spend our entire lives chasing love like it's hidden treasure, scrolling through dating apps at 2 a.m., analyzing text message response times, or molding ourselves into whatever shape we think will finally make us lovable. We've been sold a fairy tale ending that doesn't exist, convinced that happiness lives just beyond the next relationship, promotion, or Instagram milestone. But here's the truth nobody wants to hear. You're not unlovable because you haven't found the one. You're struggling because you've been looking in all the wrong places. Love isn't something you find, it's something you already are. This isn't another self-help cliche. It's a fundamental shift in how we understand connection itself. When we stop treating ourselves like paperweights and start recognizing our inherent worth as diamonds, everything changes. We've been conditioned to view love as a finish line, a wedding, a commitment, a moment when we finally arrive. This creates destination addiction, believing happiness exists somewhere other than here and now. We chase milestones without questioning why, measuring our worth by relationship status. But love isn't a place we reach, it's how we walk through the world. Pleasure comes from external validation, the rush of a new relationship, dopamine hits from social media, the temporary high of being desired. These moments feel good, but are fleeting. Peace comes from within, the deep, sustainable satisfaction of knowing you're enough, exactly as you are. Big L love is the all-encompassing force that deepens over time and forms our foundation. This love doesn't need to be earned. It only needs to be realized. Small L love is the quick fix we chase when big L feels absent. Compliments, awards, romantic attention. While these provide momentary satisfaction, they create an addictive cycle where we're never truly fulfilled. When you shift from searching for love to walking a path of love, you transform every interaction into an opportunity for connection. The pressure of finding the one dissolves. Nobody tells you this. You can be a beautiful mess and still deserve love. We've created a false choice. Either we're perfect or we're garbage. This impossible standard keeps us trapped, constantly trying to fix ourselves before allowing ourselves to receive love. Think about everyone you love deeply. Do you love them because they're flawless or because of who they are, quirks included? When Beyoncé falls during a performance, fans don't stop loving her. Real love embraces imperfection. Yet social media's curated highlight reels make our messy reality seem inadequate. The real culprit is ego, that voice defining you by everything you're not, then demanding you protect that definition at all costs. Ego speaks the language of fear, making you see others as competition while requiring constant outside validation. The pursuit of perfection creates a moving target, ensuring you never feel worthy. But focusing on progress instead of perfection gives you opportunities to deepen the love you already have. Love thrives where you can be authentic, vulnerable, and beautifully imperfected, and still feel accepted. Columbia University research reveals the average person carries about a dozen secrets, almost half never shared with anyone. These secrets, from small white lies to major bombshells, chip away at well-being and relationships. The longer you hide secrets, the bigger they grow in your mind. They make you feel fake, embarrassed, and isolated. To hide them, you speak less, avoid conversations, and reduce connection opportunities. The energy required to maintain facades drains you of the very energy needed to form loving connections. Sharing secrets, even with one trusted person, makes life feel lighter. Yet the thought of being truly seen terrifies us deeply. The answer lies in ancient survival instincts. For thousands of years, humans needed group acceptance to survive. Rejection wasn't just emotionally painful, it was potentially fatal. Though modern rejection rarely threatens physical survival, your amygdala can't distinguish between social rejection and physical danger. Studies show social rejection activates the same brain regions as physical pain. When you build self-love and a secure internal foundation, rejection becomes disappointing rather than devastating. Loving yourself means accepting that not everyone will like you, and that's okay. When thinking about love, ask yourself, do you crave the feelings it brings or the chance to express it? If you want more love, focus on actions rather than feelings. Instead of searching for it like treasure, tap into your endless internal source by actively loving others. Love requires deliberate effort. It's more verb than noun. We often treat it as a transaction, expecting reciprocity, when we should share it because we enjoy sharing. Think of loving babies who don't reciprocate. You pour love into them and feel that flow yourself. By focusing on being love rather than seeking it, you access deeper satisfaction than any external validation could provide. Many of us are approval addicts. This addiction damages relationships, finances, health, and self-worth. Unable to accept ourselves, we crave external validation, saying yes when we mean no, obsessing over others' opinions. Approval is like a salty potato chip. Once you have one, you crave more. This manifests as overcommitting to please others, changing opinions to match the room, or abandoning your needs to avoid disappointing others. The painful paradox: the more you seek others' validation, the less worthy you feel. You become a performer rather than a participant in your own life. Breaking this addiction requires recognizing the pattern and building tolerance for disapproval. Practice saying no when necessary, expressing unpopular opinions when they matter, and making choices based on your values rather than others' reactions. Saying no remains difficult, especially to persistent people. Yet saying yes to others often means saying no to something more important to yourself. We sacrifice our needs to avoid appearing selfish, romanticizing people-pleasing as noble when it's really validation-seeking. Ask yourself, how will skipping the gym to discuss someone's 13th breakup affect you in 5 hours, 5 days, and 5 years? The real selfishness isn't putting yourself first, it's expecting others to put you first. No is a complete sentence. Forgiveness is essential for experiencing love. It's not about accepting bad things that happened, but about moving forward without carrying emotional burdens. I forgive you translates to, I love myself enough to no longer hold on to this. To practice self-forgiveness, make space for uncomfortable feelings through crying, writing, or screaming. Forgive yourself tangibly. Write it down and destroy it, say it aloud, or create a ritual. Feel the forgiveness. Lighter, freer, relieved. Finally, celebrate the lessons learned. Here's the truth. You probably treat others better than yourself. Self-love is simply treating yourself the way you treat those you love. When going through difficult times, ask, what would I do if supporting a friend in this situation? You deserve to be your own friend. During an outdoor yoga class, an instructor compared a pristine heart to a scarred one, explaining that beautiful hearts are used, not preserved. Hearts aren't new sneakers to keep pristine, they're work boots meant to be tested. The most important aspect of any relationship is how it makes you feel about yourself. Good love makes you feel larger, bad love makes you smaller. Signs to let go include making excuses, toning yourself down, receiving conditional support, or growing resentment. Trust your gut. You don't need a reason to end a relationship. Staying in situations that diminish you causes more damage than temporary pain. Heartbreaks, though painful, are essential teachers, reminding us life isn't predictable and we must rely on ourselves. A broken heart is an open heart. Everyone who's broken yours has been your teacher. The Japanese art of kintsugi repairs broken pottery with gold, creating something more beautiful than the original. Similarly, your heart becomes more valuable through its breaks when you heal without erasing the evidence. Let's take the plastic off our hearts and find magic in their cracks instead of building fortresses around them.